And the pasuk continues, pasuk vav. Vayomer Elohim, and Hashem said, Yehi rokia b'soich hamoyim. Let there be a rokia, a firmament, a sky, in middle of the water. Now you have to understand that the whole world was full of water, from top to bottom. There was water going from the earth all the way up to the sky. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be a rokia, a sky that will separate between the upper waters in the heaven and the lower waters on the earth. V'himavvil be'mayim l'moyim. And it will separate and be a differentiation between the upper waters and the lower waters. And Rashi explains, although the Shamayim was created on day number one, the Rakia was moist, and it only became hard and strong on the second day. And the pasuk continues, Vayas Elohim es harakia, and Hashem made the Rakia, which means He finished off the Rakia. Vayavdel, and it separated ben hamayim asher mitachas l'rakia, between the waters on the earth below the rakia, uvein hamayim, and between the waters asher me'al l'rakia, which were above the sky. It doesn't say it's al l'rakia, it's on the sky, but me'al l'rakia, which is referring to the waters which were actually floating in the air above the heavens, above the sky. Vayichein, and it was like that. These words, Vayichein, seem to be extra over here, because once the pasuk says, Vayas Elohim es harakia, Hashem finished off the rakia, and it was a separation, there is no reason to say, Vayichein, and it was like that. If the pasuk just would have said, Vayichein, then that would be sufficient. But to say, Vayas Elohim and Vayichein, seems to be superfluous. And the pasuk continues, Vayikro Elohim l'rakia shamayim. And Hashem called the Rakia Shamayim, which Rashi explains can mean three meanings. Shamayim, over there is water, referring to the waters above the Rakia. Samayim, it carries water because, again, there is water above the Rakia. Or Esh Umayim, the heaven is made up of fire and water. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Vorkev Yom Sheni. And it was evening, and then there was morning. That was the end of the second day. So on the second day, the Rakia was finished off. Now let's see the Rashi's inside Pasuk Vav. Yehi Rakia. Let there be a Rakia. Yischazek HaRakia. Let the Rakia be strengthened. Rashi is bothered that the Shemayim was created already. So why does it say Yehi Rakia, which is mashma that He is creating the Rakia now? That Rashi says, Yischazek HaRakia, let the Rakia be strengthened. She'af ha'pishenevro shamayim b'yom echod, even though the heavens were created. On day number one, adayim lachim hayu, they were still moist. V'kershu b'sheni, and they became hard on the second day. Migaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the scream and roar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'amroi, when He said, Yehi Rakia, let there be a Rakia. V'zeu shakosav, and this is what the pasuk says in Iyov, Amudei shamayim b'roifefu, the pillars of the heaven were wobbly. Kol yom rishon, that is referring to the first day. Uvasheni, but on the second day it says, Yismehu miga'arosoi, they became startled and hard from the roar of Hashem. Ka'odom shemishtoimem va'oimed, like a person who is startled and becomes stiff. Migaras hama'ayim olav, from the roar and the scream of the one that scares him. So the pasuk is saying that even though the Shemayim was created on day number one, the Rakia was lachim, and it became hard and strong on day number two. And that is what the pasuk is saying, Yehi Rakia, Yischazek Rakia. V'ayin, in the Sefer Dorish Moshe from Moshe Feinstein, who asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu divide the creation of Rakia into 2 days? Why did He have to make it lachim on day one and hard and finished off on day two, instead of just making it in one bria, in one shot? Ayin Shom. Zot Rashi b'soich hamayim, be'emsa hamayim, it means that the Rakia was in middle of the water. She'esh hefresh be'mayim hol yoyin mil Rakia. There is the same distance between the upper waters and the Rakia, k'moy, be'in Rakia l'mayim shala oretz, like the distance between the Rakia and the lower waters on the ground. Holamadata, this teaches you, Shem Tluyim b'ma'amori shel melech, that the upper waters were hanging in the air by the word of Hashem. Since there is an equal distance between the lower waters and the Rakia, and the Rakia and the upper waters, this shows us that the upper waters were hanging in the sky. Vayas Elokim is harakia, and Hashem made the rakia. Again, this does not mean that Hashem made it because it was made on day number one. Tignu al amdoi. It means that he finished it off. Vihiasi asoi, and that's what it means by vayas. Just like it says in Parashas Kisetze, by the Parashah of Eishes Yifas Toyar, where somebody wants to take this woman that he found when he was waging war, and he wants to marry her, he must let her nails grow long before he can take her. The Asisa es Siporneho does not mean that she creates her nails. Her nails were there, but rather she lets them grow long. She lets them come to its complete state. So too over here, Vayasa Lekimis or Rakia means that he completed the Rakia. Me'al Rakia, the waters that are Me'al Rakia, Al HaRakia Loinemar. It does not say the waters were on the Rakia. Elo Me'al Rakia, above the Rakia. Lefisha Hain Tluyim Ba'avir, because these upper waters were hanging in the air. Why does the pasuk not say the words ki toiv by the second day, just like it says it by all the other days? Since the malacha of the water was not finished until the third day, he started it on day number two, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the upper waters and the lower waters. But he did not finish it until the third day, because on the third day he separated the water and the dry land. Udavar shalai nigmar, and something that is not complete, enoi b'miluai v'toivai, cannot be considered complete and full and good. Uvagimol shenigmar v'lechas hamayin, and on day number three, when the waters, the melechas hamayim was finished, v'hischel v'gomar melacha acheres, and he started a different melacha, kafal by kitayv, there it says kitayv twice, shnei pa'amim, achas ligmar melechas hasheni, once for the completion of the melacha of the second day, the completion of the water, v'achas ligmar melechas hayoyim, and one kitayv is for the completion of the melechas hayoyim, which is the completion of creation of the trees and the grasses. And that's why it does not say ki tayv on day number two, because something that is not complete, it does not say ki tayv on. The Medrash says another reason, since biyom sheni there was a havdalah, a separation, Hashem separated the upper waters and the lower waters, this symbolizes machlokes. Machlokes is also a separation. And whenever there is a separation and machlokes, we cannot say ki tayv. And Rashi continues, Vayikra Elokim LaRakia Shamayim, and Hashem called the Rakia Shamayim. Shamayim comes from the word Sa'mayim, it carries water. Shamayim, over there is water. And Eish Umayim, it's made up of fire and water. Sha'arvon Zebozeh V'osmehem Shamayim, he mixed the Eish and Mayim together and created the Shamayim.